as a practical matter, either we got to reach an agreement on a five-year farm bill or extend the existing farm bill for 1 year. The tax policy, estate tax, is a very big thing when it comes to agriculture. I only heard it discussed once when Romney gave a farm speech in Waukee, Iowa, and he talked about eliminating the energy tax credit, or I mean the estate tax credit. I believe that it will not go back to $1 million, but I believe there's a good chance that we're going to have to fight to keep it at $5 million, and if we don't keep it at $5 million, it could go back to $3.5 million with the tax rate going from 35 to 45%. On energy, I think that when it deals with the farm bill, that we'll pass a farm bill that has some energy provisions in it, but they probably won't be expanded very much. But for the energy policy generally, I think we're back to the Obama policy, which is emphasizing green energy and not really expanding on the exploration for fossil fuels within the United States. And I hope that he gets pressure to change that, but I don't think so. And I think on regulation, you're going to find the same hideous, detrimental regulation, not only as it applies to agriculture, but as it applies to when you come to regulation, how it applies to agriculture and the entire economy is going to be very harmful to the economy and cut down on job growth.
Thank you very much.
Tom Ryder.
Senator, good morning. What are the chances, Senator, of that wind production tax credit getting approved in the lame duck? Do you think it has a pretty good opportunity now with the president reelected and maybe him putting some influence on it? Or
I think it'll be a fight, but it'll probably be easier with the makeup of it. I think now the argument ought to be is why would you sort wind out of all the other energy tax credits that are in the bill that came out of the Senate Finance Committee, and hopefully they won't find reason to separate it and make an exception for wind, because there's 60 provisions in the tax bill that have to be reauthorized. They're called extenders generally, but it's a fight that's coming up, and that's why this news conference I mentioned is very, very important.
And in terms of the lame duck being such a short session and so many things on the agenda, will those tax extenders get passed?
Yeah, I believe that there will be an extension. Now, it could be worked this way. There could be a decision made between Boehner and the president that we ought to put this all off until next year. If that happens, then everything that sunsets January 1st will be extended into next year, I'd say at least 6 months. And then use that not only for these issues you're asking me about, but if that's done, it would be done to have more tax reform of the tax code generally, not just dealing with these few taxes we're talking about here, both corporate as well as individual, and then to deal with entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Dan Skelton.
Good morning, Senator. Staying with wind, you mentioned a one-year extension. Is that, a couple of questions, is that what the governor is requesting? And would, obviously, a five-year extension would be better. Is that not politically doable?
It's probably not politically doable from the standpoint of offset plus a policy of phasing out the wind energy tax credit over a period of years. That's not put in place yet. So the governors do support the one-year extension while we answer all these other questions later on. Chris Clayton.
Senator, you think we're still going to be moving towards an extension on the farm bill, or do you believe that we now have a better chance of getting it and using that money for offsets for things like the wind energy credit?
I wish you had asked me that after 5 o'clock this afternoon, because I have a meeting where maybe I'll be able to answer your question better. But obviously, I'm going to be an advocate for the five-year program. But if I were a betting person, and a more accurate answer to your question is, I'd bet on a one-year extension. but I hope my bet. I wouldn't mind losing my bet.
So what drives that? What's driving the notion for a one-year extension when we're so close between the two, the House Ag Committee bill and the Senate bill?
Okay. Well, I think on the part of conservatives in both the House and Senate, if you get into next year after March the 1st, you have a lower baseline to deal with. So I suppose they figure you're going to save more money. There is some opposition to having any farm bill whatsoever. And that would come from probably the same group of people. And then you got city people that don't know anything about farm bills anyway, but they want the food stamp bill part of it.
Thank you.
Gene Simmet. Gene Luck. Iowa farmer. Ken Root.
Senator, today is supposed to be the day that the EPA declares whether they're going to suspend the renewable fuel standard or leave it as it is. Do you know anything more about that?
No, we don't. I wish I did, because I'd have good news for you, but I don't have.
Okay, I want to change gears here. What about the dates that you're going to potentially deal with farm legislation? Do you begin that today?
Yeah, but this week is not going to be let me start over again. This week is going to be mostly taken up by Republican and Democrat conferences on electing leadership for the new Congress. So I think that there will be a lot of talk among members this week, but no formal decisions made on what to do on the farm bill. As I indicated to you, maybe after 5 o'clock this afternoon I could give you more information. But right now I haven't had these conversations except one telephone conversation last week. Not enough to give you any firm decision what could happen. So we've got 4 weeks starting the Monday after Thanksgiving till December 24th, I suppose, which is on a Monday night, and I hope we aren't around here that Monday night. But to get all these things that we've talked about during this news conference I'm having with all you people right now to get done. And I think that if there's a serious effort to do all these taxes and fiscal cliff stuff before Christmas, as opposed to pushing it into next year, then that would give less time for consideration of a 5-year farm bill, and maybe tend towards, a 1-year extension. If we decide to shove all that tax and fiscal cliff stuff into next year, then I think there's time to do it if there's a desire to do it. And the latter thing is probably more crucial than time. Because if there's a real desire to get a 5-year farm bill, there will be a 5-year farm bill.
One last thing. What is the mood now? Has it changed since you've gone back after this election?
Yeah. The mood is that we have a president now for 4 more years, and a lot of things that people thought would be done in a different way are going to have to be not done the way that if we had a Republican president. On the other hand, the reason things might not be a whole lot different is because we had 59 million people vote for Obama, 57 million people vote for Romney. The country at the grassroots is very polarized. That's reflected in Congress as a whole, with the House of Representatives being what it was before, the Senate being what it was before, and the status quo on the presidency. So that would dictate that things haven't really changed, but it does dictate that there's a lot of problems out there, and you got to find middle ground because they have to be solved. So I think there's a real desire to get something done, as evidenced by the news conferences of Boehner and the president last week.
Thank you.
Dwayne, KWMT.
Good morning, Senator. I do not have a question this morning.
Thank you. Chuck Abbott.
Good morning, Senator. You've twice mentioned the meeting at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock today. What meeting is that?
Oh, it's a one-on-one meeting, and I'm not going to say who my meeting's with because I don't want them to be harassed by journalists.
I think because you've talked about how this week is going to be devoted to selecting leadership. Are you expecting a change in leadership?
No, I don't think so. I think the only change. Oh, I didn't listen to your question.
You're getting to the point. I was going to ask at the party, at the caucus level, or on the committee level. Are you thinking, McConnell's going to stay as Republican leader, and that Stabenow's going to be the agriculture chair with Pat Roberts as the ranking member?
Well, I hope so, because I think he understands Midwestern agriculture. But I also was told by another senator that there could be a challenge to that, and I don't know what the outcome of that will be. And I don't know whether there will be a challenge, but there was some speculation in the press there would be a challenge.
Yeah. Would Chambliss want to claim seniority?
I think it referred to another senator.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you know who that senator could be?
It
could be Chuck Grassley?
No, it's not Chuck Grassley.
Okay, thank you.
Philip Brasher. Senator,
this is Phil. I'll follow up on that. I believe it's Thad Cochran. And would that really happen? I guess he's term limited on appropriations, but do you think you all would really want to supplant Roberts, who's up for re-election in a couple of years, with Cochran?
Well, I think that we haven't had a deal like this since 1988, as I best can remember, and I don't have much memory of that. So these challenges just don't happen very often, and I would be surprised if this challenge was followed through on. Matt Kay?
Yeah, good morning, Senator. Two questions. Any thoughts or expectations as to whether Secretary Vilsack will stay on in a second Obama term? And on the trade front, PNTR is supposed to come up this week in the House. What is your sense of the political landscape for that in the Senate, PNTR for Russia?
I believe it may pass. Yeah. And on the first question you ask?
Secretary Vilsack.
Yeah, I've heard that he wants to stay on. Now, I don't know whether he meant that he's kind of asking to stay on or whether he's willing to stay on if the president wants him. But either way, I would not be unhappy if Senator Vilsack stayed. I should say Governor Vilsack.